Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About them, never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. To me, it's better than sad. And it's for money, I wish for over. And it's for noobs, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y. Happy Thursday, everybody. You have just tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We're going to have a fabulous hour coming your way. It's going to be amazing fun. So much to talk about. There's so much going on in the world today. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in my beautiful, voluptuous, and oh my gosh, love her hair. I am, like, so in love with this woman more than I was before. Miss Sage Montana.
Hello.
When did you change your hair?
It's been about 2 weeks now.
Oh, my God. I love you. I love you. Holy biscuits. Like, your hair, there's not very many people who can pull off that color. And you definitely are one of them. So
thank you.
I just want to let everybody know, go over to Instagram right now and look at these pictures from Sage in Vegas. And look at the color of this. Your eyes totally pop with that hair color. Like,
thank you.
Oh, you make me sick. You're killing me. I'm like, you're making me want to change my hair color now. I don't know if I could pull off like a bright color, because I think my personality and is enough for the brightness. I don't know if I could pull off like the hair color. Holy crap. Ola, I love the new look. Love it.
Thank you.
You look gorgeous. You're looking
Thank
really
you,
good. Like your whole body, everything's looking good. What the hell are you doing? Are you boxing?
I'm working on it.
Are you boxing at the gym? Is that what you do?
Not yet. I will be doing it pretty soon, but I've just been doing a lot of walking and taking care of the
baby. How are you
going to
box with those big old titties?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh,
I'll wear like 2
goodness.
Sports bras or something.
2? Shit, I wear 2 right now. I'm thinking you're going to need like 4 or 5. There's no way. There's no way. You're going to seriously have to just have somebody come in and literally give you a body wrap with ace bandages to hold those puppies
down. Something, huh?
Right? So before we get into the show, like all this crazy stuff is going on right now in the news and everybody knows about it. And I just want to say, you know, we send our hearts and prayers out to Prince's family and everybody out there because that was crazy news. And not only Prince, but Chyna from WWE, she also passed away. What the heck is going on? Like, I just got chills down my arms, like literally.
I know, it's crazy.
It is. Like, I grew up listening to Prince, but yes, I'm in my 40s. Prince was one of my crushes when I was in high school. Seriously. Mm. Purple Rain was my thing.
Mm.
I was one of those girls in high school with the big hair and, you know, the look, all the frilly, like, white. I put on the dark blazers and the white, like, collars, like Prince would wear
in
one of his videos.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
I am so glad there's no freaking pictures from that time. That would be insane. But isn't that crazy, though, how just all of a sudden two people everybody knows completely are just like, bam, gone.
They're, the lady that played on the show Everybody Hates Raymond, the mom, she passed away too.
Right? So it comes in threes.
Three, yeah.
Everybody says it comes in threes.
So
crazy. Right, please, dear Lord, let this be over. Like, 3 famous people within a matter of a few days. Nuts.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, so this really is a show about webcamming, but I had to bring that up because everybody else is all over the news. And, you know, just because we do, we can, and I will. Another topic I want to talk about in the news is this crazy ass presidential campaign that's going on.
Oh boy.
I'm actually going to vote in June and I'm scared. I'm not going to post anything on social media. I'll take a picture when I go to vote, but I am not posting who I'm voting for because I'm scared of the backlash. Like, did you vote yet? Because Vegas is already over.
Mm-hmm.
You did? Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
I didn't put it out there. I didn't say nothing about it because it's like such a touchy subject, and it is such a make my vagina dry subject. So
right?
I try not to talk about it when I'm online because it's going to either piss someone off or I'm going to get pissed off, and it's just like it sucks that you can't go too much into it with certain people, but this election should definitely go down in history for sure.
Oh, boy. Like, because I just got the stuff in the mail today for California for June, and I was looking through it. And even the people in California, which, you know, I've only been here for 5 years now, and I'm looking through it, and I'm just like, oh, my Atlanta. I'm like, that's what we have to deal with? I'm like, please, dear Lord, find me a way to get the hell out of California. The state is so crazy. Mm-hmm. I need to move to Vegas or Florida. I'm just saying. Just saying. Yep. Get rid of these damn taxes, because I'm telling you, it's killing me, Smalls.
Yep, I understand that.
Oh, boy. No, these state taxes here, though, in California are 10 times worse, and you know, way worse than Vegas. I'm just like,
oh,
please,
yeah,
somebody
California
just split my
awful.
Throat. Yeah, I'm like, what was I thinking when I, because I literally, when I decided to move here almost 6 years ago, I was like, okay, let's just pick a really sunny state with really pretty palm trees, and I can work. It doesn't matter where I'm at. And I pick San Diego. I'm like, can I just put a gun to my head now? Like, uh-oh, that just kind of gave away a little bit because I do have a gun. I'm just like, why did I move to San Diego? Why? Because I love to pay extra money to live here. Sheesh. So, anywho, without any more, you know, interesting stuff let out by my yummy mouth that likes to share things with everybody, I actually am going on cam Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to do it.
Nice. All right. Back at it.
I am. I'm going back to work. I'm like, the tata's still okay, but I will tell everybody out there, there will be no bouncing of the tatas at all. The girls are staying in place, and they will be planted very securely against my chest with a brassiere.
Good.
Oh, goodness. We have a caller. Before I do the Dollhouse Radio announcements, and before we have our beautiful guest coming on, which I'm going to announce here in a couple minutes, because this is a special guest that I am so excited to have on. This is episode 60, and I wished our guest, it would have been really appropriate if this was episode 69, but, you know, it's not, so, but it sounds good if it was 69. Oh, my gosh. So I'm not going to announce the guest yet because I'm going to work it up here for a few minutes. Okay, so we're going to take this call right here, right now. Sweet Pea, is that you, darling?
Hello, yes, it is, Sammy and Sage. How are you both doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Loving you, ladies, as always.
So, we lost you last week. We lost you. What happened? Did you have to go masturbate? What happened? Tell us, Sweet Pea.
No, I just had some family issues to take care of, and, you know, I'm back to talking with you ladies this week.
Yay! Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully after we're done, because I'm going to have to do the announcements here in a few minutes, but I'm hoping you're going to stay tuned in for the show because it's going to be very interesting.
Yes, I got a couple of questions for our guest, as a matter of fact, if possible.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold there, Sweet Pea, and I'll bring you back in after we bring our guest on, and you will be given some time to ask our yummy guest some yummy questions. All righty?
Okay, sounds great to me.
All right, you stay in place there. Our little friend, we love you, Sweet Pea. You're absolutely fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Hold on, my Sweet Pea, Sweet Cheeks. Hold on, darling. All right, so everybody listening, go grab a cocktail, grab a freaking fleshlight, grab some toys, grab some lube, whatever you got to do, just go grab it for about a minute and 19 seconds, and we will be back while you do your thing.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dow House Radio on Twitter at Dow House_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on a daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You're absolutely beautiful and amazing for doing those announcements every single week that you do. Okay, so here's the fun news. And I'm so excited because this guest that we have on is going to be amazing. Because this is the first time that we've had a guest like this. And I can't wait to ask the questions that I have. And I know, Sage, you probably have some questions, right?
Like, I'm very interested just in general, so I'm just
right?
interested in everything.
Me too. I totally am, because I talked to her yesterday on the phone, and I was just like, okay, this is going to be fun, and I just, yeah, I'm excited. So today, our guest coming on the show here in a couple minutes is Miss Kale Flames, which is our first ever tea girl here on Dollhouse Radio. Well, at least for our show, for Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I don't know about the other shows on Dollhouse Radio, but ours, this is our first tea girl. And for those of you that don't know what a tea girl is, that's a trans girl. Okay, so this is an amazing, beautiful person who has come out and said, you know what, I was born with something, but this is what I'm giving you. And Kale Flames is so cute and cuddly. Like, I could totally just, like, cuddle her, and I can't wait to meet her in Vegas. So, Kale, anytime you're ready, baby, I'm ready for your flames. Come on, drop it like it's hot, flames. Come on, give me some yummies. Bring it on. I'm just, like, excited because I have questions after questions. Just, I want to know what, oh, my gosh. Okay, dial, where are you at? You better press one if you're listening. If you don't
yeah,
press one, I don't know you're on the line. Come on, doll face, where you at? Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, hopefully soon. Oh, no, I hope they have the time right. You know, it is 7 p.m. Eastern, which would be 4 p.m. Eastern here. And I think Kayo has blonde moments just like me.
But didn't you say that she's with Cincinnati Vixens?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, so she should know.
I mean, yeah, she should know. But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll see what's going on here. So have you thought about having some tea girls in your studio also? Or do you have any? Because I don't even know if you.
I don't have any right now. I do get emails every week.
Uh-huh.
And so it's something that I definitely want to start doing.
Right, right.
So it's so unfortunate that in the world that we live in, it's such a touchy subject for a
right.
lot of people. And I mean, one thing that our studio, we like want to make sure everyone's always comfortable. So, you know, it's just something, it's just a really hard subject. So it's something that I personally want to do, and it's something
right.
that I foresee the studio definitely doing in the future.
Yeah.
But, I never was approached by T-Girl for years and years. And
yeah.
it really was not until Caitlyn Jenner did her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I started getting a ton of emails. I really wasn't getting them before.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, I know a lot of the community, the transgender community, is, like, not a huge fan of Caitlyn Jenner, but at the end of the day, I mean, I think she really did make a lot of people feel like they could come out, because I just, as a business person, I've been approached by so many all of a sudden that I wasn't before,
uh-huh.
and I just think, I think it's awesome. So.
I think it is, too, because it's, to me, and this is, you know, I think of it as, okay, here I think of me, myself. I mean, I'm totally freaking feminine. I mean, I can be crazy and whatever and put people in check quicker than they can themselves. But at the end of the day, if I was to change my lifestyle myself, I think webcamming would be the absolute best way for me to show that to everybody. And I would, absolutely. I would honestly, if I was going to do it, I would do it before I told my family. Because I would, you know, it would be one of those things where I could totally turn in, I don't know, just, I'd say call me Sam, but I guess that's a girl's and a guy's name. but call
yeah.
me Tim, like my dad's name, call me Tim. You know, it would be the best way for me to share my newfound sexuality with everybody out there in the world. And my pug is snoring so damn loud. Scooter, seriously, dude, he's like sitting in my other office chair, like right next to me. Dude, you sound like you're gonna freaking explode from all that snoring. But literally, that would be the best way. And so this is going to be exciting to hear what Kale has to say. And without further ado, my darlings, we have the amazing Kale here right now. Let me bring her in. Are you there, my darling?
Hey, what's up? It's Kale Flames.
What's up, darling?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
Fabulous, baby doll. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody out there listening, you have joined the webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and our guest, KO Flames, has just now joined us. Beautiful T-girl, who is a camp model with Sin City
Aww.
Vixens. You naughty, naughty minx, you. Naughty.
Thank you.
Naughty.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time to join us. So let's hear a little bit about you. Why don't you tell everybody some yumminess about you so the audience
okay.
can get to know you a little bit. Spit it out,
Absolutely.
Darling.
All right. So for starts, I am 24. I am actually a Vegas native, actually a bit of a hybrid, with one parent being from the South and the other parent being from the West Coast. So that's kind of a bit of where I come from as far as my background. I am the very first T-girl here at Sin City Vixen, and I'm super excited about that. It's been a really, really cool experience for me, just getting into the whole webcam industry. And like I said, being the very first T-girl, it's been just a crazy journey. It's been super interesting and very fun. Nikki Lotus is amazing. Again, I said it before, coming up under her has been It's been quite of a experience for me, you know, just picking up on certain things, learning new things, just a fun and interesting journey, you know. So I'm here, and I'm having fun. I'm being a vixen for sure. And, yeah, so I'm here to answer any questions. I'm very open-minded, and I'm ready for any questions.
Perfect, because I have one. And
awesome.
This one right here, which I was kind of asking Sage about, you know, her having – bringing T-girls into her studio. So have you
yeah.
noticed anything with the, like with the cam models in the studio, have you noticed,
yeah.
was there any weirdness? Like, did they feel uncomfortable with you, or was everybody like, oh, you are our girl, get your ass in here, start camming. You know what I mean? Like, was there any issues with the other girls?
You know what? I won't even sugarcoat it or, you know, or make it sweet or
yeah,
anything
don't
like
sugarcoat
that.
We don't sugarcoat
no.
shit on here.
Not at all. I'll be completely honest. It actually wasn't, to be honest. And I thought that it would be because it's
right.
more so of a reality of the real world outside of camming. It, for whatever reason, it tends to be that way. But
right.
it really wasn't that way, you know. I was able to come on board and be accepted as one with everyone else, and it's been that way from start. So I'm just, like I said, I'm really excited to see, you know, how far it goes, and I've been comfortable the whole time. You know, granted, that might not be the case, unfortunately, for everyone, but my experience has been amazing. I was welcomed with open arms. Nikki Lotus, she provided me with quite an amazing platform, I would like to say, for the simple fact that T-girls, I feel, are outcasted. You know, people,
right,
I don't think people
right.
really understand us, and especially in this industry, you know. A person, they kind of can look at us sometimes as a man in a wig or whatever the case may be, and it goes a lot farther than that, you know what I mean? So it takes a person to really kind of understand my type of situation to be able to be open-minded to accept me, you know, in the same room or allow me to share the space that they have, you know what I mean? So for me to be where I am and working with the girls, and, you know, they look at me as one of them. So I think it's cool. It's really exciting for me.
Oh, that's
awesome.
So awesome. Sage, do you have any questions, darling?
How has the fans been with you? Have you had really good experience with the fans? Have they been really warm and welcoming with you?
You know what? Shockingly and not shockingly, yes. I say it's kind of a surprise just for the simple fact that I tend to be a little bit more popular than I expected, I guess, just because, like I said, this is my first time, you know, doing this, and it is a new experience for me, but not shocking just because I know, like, you know, in the industry, I am considered a fetish or whatever the case may be. So I kind of figured that, you know, I would be able to, you know, do okay in that regard, but it's really cool just to see, you know, that people can appreciate me for who I am. So I think it's cool. I'm doing pretty
good. Do you have a favorite T-girl cam model or porn star that you kind of, not necessarily look up to, but that you kind of would, you know, I guess kind of look up to in the industry?
You know what? I can't even sit here and act like I've just done all this homework and I know all these names, because I honestly don't. I will at some point, you know. But right now, T.S. Madison. I don't know if you know who that is or if you've ever heard of T.S. Madison. But T.S. Madison is really, for me, I think it's more so just the fact that she was able to kind of create a lane of her own, and it's more that T.S. Madison is a porn star, so I think it's a bit further than cam modeling, of course, but just to see, like, where she was able to go just from being, like, you know, a girl like me to now having her own platform in the porn industry and making a name for herself, you know, as a T-girl. So if by any chance T.S. Madison could be listening, or, you know, anyone that knows of T.S. Madison, I definitely respect, you know, everything that she's done, and I think it's really cool. So shout out to T.S. Madison.
I do know of T.S. Madison, and she has done absolutely amazing in her porn career.
Yes.
Absolutely. And she's gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. It kind of pisses me off sometimes. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Seriously?
Well,
I'm like,
well, you know, it's quite a few. T.S. Madison is T.S. Madison is a bit more, you know, in like this industry, but there's a few more. You know, you have a Sydney Starr. I don't know if you've ever heard of
right.
Sydney Starr, and
yes.
Of course, you have a King Amaya Scott. So there are a few other ones that, you know, I take my hat off to. But, you know, I would definitely have to say, as far as this industry or anything, you know, remotely close to it, T.S. Madison.
And you know, I just want to say kudos to you. Because being such a crazy world and time that we live in, seriously, because it's crazy. People are crazy. People are crazy. One of my favorite country songs. People are freaking crazy out there in this world, I'm telling
yes.
you. And for you to come in, you know, to the cam industry and, you know, share your experience and just be yourself is just one of the best things that you could do. My question to you is, Kale, is what made you decide to get into the webcamming industry? Like, what did you do? Just one day wake up and say, you know what, screw this shit. I'm just going to go hop on cam and show everybody who I really am.
You know what? It's pretty funny because it actually kind of worked out similar to that. I am a dancer, you know, so I'm an entertainer at heart, just in general. And when I say dancer, I mean, like, you know, exotic dance, and I was a stripper for a bit. And I'm like, you know what, like, it's all kind of the same, you know, it's all in the same industry, cousins, brothers, sisters, it's all, like, related there. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm clearly not shy. I have no problem entertaining, you know, so I just kind of wanted to see, you know, how far I could go with, you know, the entertainment aspect of it. And I decided that it would be cool to just try, you know, different things. And webcamming was something that kind of came up, in addition to porn, believe it or not. But but webcamming was something that came up. And I'm having fun. It's definitely it's something different, and it's exciting. So I started out as a dancer, and now here I am, you know, on the webcam thing. So.
Well, that's awesome. And we have somebody that has a question for you. So let me bring in this caller right now. We have a couple callers, so we'll bring them in here in a second. So,
alrighty.
Sweetie, darling, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what are your questions for Kale, honey?
Whether you're on cam or off cam, will you consider yourself more sensual or aggressive?
You know what? First off, I would like to say hi. Sweet P, I'm Kale.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well. And off camera, I don't know if you can kind of pick it up just by listening to me, but I'm a bit soft-spoken, and my approach is actually the same way. I'm a bit more, you know, like my demeanor is more soft, so I'm not really as aggressive. But the funny thing about it is, you know, with me being a T-girl and, again, that being considered a fetish, a lot of people, they tend to want the aggression. So I'm completely opposite on camera. But off camera,
I'm more submissive.
Well, you know what? I couldn't really necessarily pinpoint it down to one thing. Like, I'm just a really open person, but I think more so at the end of the day, I'm probably the softer one. You know what I mean? But like I said, I have to kind of switch roles on camera, which is cool.
So then I'd be controlling you.
Exactly. In the real world, that's how that would work.
The other question I have is, would you be willing in the future to be working with other T-girls in the same cam session, or you'd rather be working individually?
You know what? I definitely would be open-minded to something like that. Like I said, I'm a very open-minded person, and if that's what, you know, the fans and the supporters and everyone out there that's, you know, that's showing love wants to see, why not? You know, I'm definitely down for something like that. So, like I said, I'm
that
here for the
question.
That was
a really good question, because I didn't even think about, you know, like, I've never seen on cam two T-girls working together, so that would be
well, you know what's funny, the interesting thing about that is, in a perfect world, or, you know, in the real world, as I like to say, a lot of T-girls, they don't really see eye to eye. It's a lot of cattiness there. So I think it would actually be really, you know, interesting for a person to actually see not only two T-girls just getting along, but getting along. You know what I mean? So
I think that
would work out. And I would be open-minded to it, Sleepy, just to let you.
I could see you possibly working like, I don't know, a Mia Zabella or Jessie Dubai or Venus Lux, perhaps.
Oh.
He's
our informative caller every week. Like, he does his freaking homework before he calls in. He knows what he's gonna say, and even sometimes some silly jokes, but he does his homework when it comes to the cam models. Like, he is cam model friendly sub show. Just saying.
I love it.
The shiznit. Just saying.
Thanks so much, Sammy.
You're welcome, baby doll. Do you have any more questions? We have a couple more callers there, Sweetie.
Well, no, I just want to quickly comment saying that KO is like a knockout, and all three of you ladies are knockouts in my book.
Thank you, Sweetie, baby doll.
That's so sweet.
Thank you very much,
awesome.
And you all have a great evening.
You too, Sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, sweet.
Take care.
And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, honey. Okay, we have another caller that I'm going to bring on the line. 7273, how are you, and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, this is Clarence. I called you last week. I'm in Tampa,
Woo!
Florida.
We got Clarence back.
Hey,
yes,
Clarence.
Clarence the midget lover. Yes.
Hi, Clarence.
Listen, guys, I'm really not into labels. But by the way, what does T mean? Does that mean from Tennessee? What does T mean? T girl, what is that?
Clarence? Oh, my goodness. Clarence, really?
Honest to God, I have no idea what the hell's going on. I just called in, and I'm all over the place with this. But, guys, I'm 48 hours removed from what was my first and probably last Plenty of Fish date. Are we aware of this stupid shit? Do you guys know about this site, Plenty of Fish?
It should be called Plenty of Fucking, actually. It shouldn't be called Plenty of Fish. It should be called
Plenty of
Fucking.
Well, I think I got a little bit of a raw deal. I don't know maybe if you guys could coach me through it a little bit here, but I did talk to a young lady on there probably about a month. And I talked to her for about a month. We exchanged pictures. Everything was going good. A bunch of my buddies used the site. They've had success with it, not just to meet somebody and, you know, fuck them, but I mean to actually meet somebody. So this girl was phenomenal, probably in her mid-20s. Said she worked in the school system. Everything was going good, and it's time to meet. Now, I live down here in South Florida. It's 110 degrees down here today, and she shows up the other day with a bubble jacket on. Do you remember these bomber's jackets they used to sell at Hollister?
You mean at Walmart?
Yeah, big padded jacket you would see T. Diddy wear back in the day.
Yes,
well,
I remember that.
Yeah, she shows up wearing that, okay, so that's fine. I thought maybe she had a gut or was 2 months pregnant. You never know what you're going to get online. So we sit down
eating,
and she won't take the jacket off. And I didn't want to say anything. Maybe she spilled something on her shirt. I'm kind of a nice guy. I don't want to put people on blast, but I'll wrap it up with this. But halfway through the meal, I realized something's not right. And, you know, on those sites, people just tend, one of the first things to do is send you nude pictures of herself. So I'd seen everything before I even met her, and she took the jacket off, guys, and between her elbow and where her fingers, her hand should be, it's a stump. She's missing a fucking hand. And on the end of the stump were like fingers, but not like a real hand. They look like Tic Tacs. You know, you ever seen anybody with one of these little small arms? Like, it, like
Clarence,
you couldn't even really use
Clarence,
it to pick up a fork?
Clarence, do you have any questions for our guest, KO, darling?
Well, I had the T question. I wasn't exactly sure what that was, but I just think you guys are doing a tremendous job and was hoping for a little advice as to whether or not I should call the girl back or not, because
I'm going to put a cock in your ass right now and tell you to shut the fuck up, and when you call in next week, be a little nicer, all right?
with
Sammy's going to titty slap you. Sammy's
okay.
Going to titty slap you. All right, now you need to be, oh, my Lanta, I swear to bejesus. I swear to bejesus, where do we find these people?
Hilarious.
Oh, my goodness, I'm afraid to answer the next caller. I really, truly am.
This is fun.
Do I even dare? Oh, my Lanta. And I'm sorry, if you don't know what a T-girl is, like, you are living in a closet somewhere. Seriously.
You know what? You're living in a closet in a box, actually.
You're living in a box, no pun intended, right?
A box inside the closet. Seriously, like, what?
I swear to bejesus. Okay, we have another caller. I know this is a safe caller, so let's bring this beautiful caller on. 702-595. How are you, darling?
Hey, it's Nikki.
Hey!
How is
you
it going?
Good, how are you? I flew to the studio because I'm like, why is she not calling in? What is she doing? She has my phone. What is going on? And she's like, what's the phone number? I'm like, I'm going to kill her. So I wanted to call in.
Hi.
So, awesome.
It is the one and only Dawn.
I just
want to tell you how much I absolutely love having her here. Her being the first one, and now I have five. But I just absolutely, her story completely just hurt my heart, just her telling me when she tried to apply at all these other studios and tried to apply to be a cam model, they wouldn't let her. And they said they had to provide her own space and her own equipment and everything. They wouldn't allow her in the studio, but she could work under the studio. And I hated that. It made me so sad that there was not a place for anyone to go to. So ever since then, And I've been, you know, letting people know that we do accept T-girls here. I just have been flooded with girls, and I love it.
That's awesome.
Well, and that, like, I was asking, and I was asking Sage earlier, like, I mean, it's got to be very interesting for studio owners, you know, for, it's the mentality of, and like Sage said, it's not her. It's the mentality of, you know, others that is, like, Sage, you can totally come in anytime and, like, talk about this because you girls are owners. I'm studio owners. I'm not even, I'm just a model. That's all I am. The cam model.
I have no problem. None of my girls have had a problem with her at all. And if any girls do have a problem with it, then they can go work someplace else because that's not the kind of people that I want having here that are judgmental or have a problem with somebody who's different. I don't, for any, if they don't like it, they can go. None of my girls had a problem with it at all whatsoever. And KO is just, has become part of the family now. It's my son adores her. It's just their little best buddies. And it's just, she was at my house for Easter with my parents. Like, it's not even, I have no, anyone who works here I can trust with my son. So I would, if anyone had a problem with it, then they, you know, they can, I can show them the door, no problem, because I'm not, it's not going, it's not going to ever be an issue for them here.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Right.
So, yes, I'm a bitch.
Well,
as far as that goes, I'm such a bitch about it.
But it's one of those things, though, like, it is society, and KO, I, you know, I want to address this towards you, is with society, it's so judgmental. Like, people are so mean. Like, we were just hearing from freaking Clarence, like, making stupid comments, you know, about people with short arms, and which, Clarence, you know what, you're a dick. I'm just going to say right now, you're a fucking dick.
It's probably
your
thing. He's probably got, like, a fetish with it. He's probably, like, one of his kinks.
No, he's just being an ass calling in. And here's the thing about Clarence. I already know who you are. And so, Clarence, you're in trouble. You are in big-time Sammy trouble. Like, seriously. You just, like, totally touched a nerve where you can't be mean, dude. If you want to call in and you want to make jokes and whatever, like, do it, but don't be dumb. Come on, let's. This is not the comic line. This is not, we have fun, but this is not the comic line. Whatever. This is us talking about webcamming, and is what it is. But for you, KO, seriously, when it comes to society, you've dealt with some shit. Seriously.
Yes.
Like, you know, when it comes to, like, from family to webcamming, just everything. Like you said earlier, it's insanely amazing for me to think about what you would have to deal with. You know, I think about myself, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I had to deal with my family accepting the fact that I, you know, did webcam, I did porn, or I still do webcamming, but, you know, and did the porn, and I still take a backlash from my family on that. But for you, actually just trying to be yourself and having everybody accept you in all the, you know, areas of life, I couldn't even imagine the shit that you've had to deal with over the years.
Oh, my God. You know, it's, I couldn't, it would probably take me years to
explain
to really
it.
Get it all out. But I'm not even the type to, I'm not really the type, you know, to hang my head. I don't really want the violin played for me, you know.
Right?
But, I have been through, you know, quite a bit of things, and it's really, I can appreciate everything that I've been through, just because I do believe that, you know, there is a lesson and a blessing in any lesson, you know, I believe that. And so for me, it's just like, I feel like with, you know, me being who I am, that is what provided me, you know, with the courage and the strength that I have to just do what the fuck I want. Like, I am who I am, you know? And so that's why I don't have any fears pursuing the webcamming thing or being a dancer or if I want to do porn or whatever the case may be, because I've been judged my
whole
life.
Not doing porn.
You know, so, well, of course I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, I'm open-minded enough because at this point I've been called everything, you know. I've been judged in every way, so I'm all worn out. By the age of 24, I'm worn out, you know. Like, I'm good. I can't allow other people's opinions, you know, of who I am or misunderstandings to affect me and the moves that I make. So I'm good. Like, and I think anybody that's listening that could be in the same situation or, you know, that could relate, I think that they should have that same mentality, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter how closer we get to being accepted, at the end of the day, I don't think we really will be the way that we want to be, you know. But I won't wait on that. I can't wait on that. So I can do is appreciate and value the people that I do have in my circle that accept me for who I am, you know.
It's one of those things, too, even with all of us that are in the CAM model industry, we are not accepted with people who say they're normal, which they're not normal. They're seriously
normal?
Not fucking normal.
That's the thing. What exactly is normal?
There is no normal. Not in our world. We're
what's
actually
normal?
The normal ones. The rest of them are fucked up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
We're all normal. Everybody else on an outside bubble that says, oh, my gosh, I never watch porn. Oh, my gosh, I would never look at a webcam. Guess what, bitches? Y'all are fucked up. You know you've seen it. You know you've done it. You just don't want to admit it. We're the normal ones, and we are judged more than any, like, webcamming. I don't understand why people look down upon it. It's like, okay, you turn on your computer and you watch a live webcam model. Well, guess what? You're going to get your freaking jollies off. It doesn't matter who you are, you're going to get your goddamn jollies off with whoever you find on that screen that, you know, is your forte. If you find that candy you want to taste, you're going to enjoy it. And 90% of the people out there won't freaking admit the fact that they watch webcam. I'm like, grow some goddamn balls and just admit it, would you?
Well, for me, I don't understand why it would be so hard. Because if you watch porn, I think webcamming would be a little bit more interesting.
More exciting.
Because it's interactive, you know, like you're actually interacting with this person.
Yeah.
Right? It's live. It's interactive. We're talking to you. We are watching you stroke your cocks and fuck your vaginas. Like, we are interacting with you.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Goodness, if only we could get everybody else to, like, break their mentality levels from this closed box that they're in into our open bubble, the world would be a happier place.
Open bubble of awesome size.
I like open bubbles.
And awesome size.
So, oh, my gosh, my pug is snoring so loud. I'm sorry if you guys can hear him. Scooter, shut the hell up. So, Ms. Sage Montana, do you have more questions, darling?
No, I think that you are really inspirational in that not just other T-girls, but I think that this public in general could learn a lot from you, because I think that not only T-girls go through things or feel shamed by society, I think, you know, big girls go through it and different ethnic backgrounds go through it, and the way that you're just saying very positive with things, I think it's extremely, you know, inspirational and something that other people could really learn from.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate the fact that you acknowledge that and that you could pick that up.
Absolutely.
I try to remain positive, you know, at any given point, just for the simple fact that I think it takes a little bit more to be mad or, you know, unease or whatever the case may be. So for me, I just try to ride, you know, smooth sailing ship. So that's what it'll always be. Good vibes here, you know. So anybody and everybody that's different, sometimes it's okay, you know. Oftentimes it's okay to be different. Like I said before, I was joking and laughing, but what is normal, you know? That's a question that I've asked myself often, just because people toss it around, but I don't really think that normal exists. I think everyone is who they are. And so for me, being different is cool. You know, I embrace it. And I am a T-girl, you know. I can't be compared, and I guess that's fine, you know. But I also won't play a victim, you know. So like I said, anyone that's listening that could, you know, take that advice and use it, do it. No more, you know, no more holding heads down or feeling bad because people won't accept us. Like, fuck it, let's do it. We'll force this exception thing.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. And it, no, seriously, because it's like every person is their own person. It's like people are so damn judgmental. And and we all of us right here now on the, all of us girls right here on the air right now, we know, like, the second we put on 5 or 10 pounds, the people out there watching our webcams or our social media, they're so happy and willing to judge and talk shit. And they don't realize, like, who we actually are. Like, I'm still the same fucking person that I was when I first started webcamming, and I was a size 5. Well, guess what? My tits got bigger, my ass got bigger, and my hips got a little bigger. Okay, bitches? And I'm not going to change.
Exactly.
I'm seriously tired of people even, like, judging, like, oh, my gosh, Sammy, you know, you got a little bigger. And I'm like, I don't really give a fuck because I'm happy. And if you're happy with yourself and you're doing what you're doing, it doesn't matter what the hell anybody out there thinks, especially when it comes to webcamming. As long as we're happy and we're doing what we want to do, if you don't like it, then hello, don't turn on your fucking computer, all right, bitches? I'm just saying, don't turn on a computer, don't watch our webcams, do not judge us, because if you're turning it on and you're watching us, you're just as much an idiot as the other judges. Yeah? Oh, that's the new word of the day, judges.
Just for judges. And I totally agree. I completely agree. I think that what you just said is cliche as it may come off, I think that is completely accurate. As long as you're happy, ride with that. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or what anybody else feels or anybody else's opinions, whatever the case may be. If it makes you happy, you do it.
Exactly. Do what you want to do to make yourself happy. And if a T-girl wants to come on cam and be gorgeous and sexy and do her thing, don't talk shit. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Just saying. And if us curvy girls come on cam and you don't like the fact that we put on a couple pounds, don't watch it. Turn it on to a skinny bitch. Because you know what?
Yep.
I don't care. Oh, my Landa. Because us curvy bitches, we have fun, don't we, Sage?
We sure do.
Fuck, yes, we do. And I'm sorry I threw out the F-bomb a little more times today than I have in the previous week, but I do it because I can. Who's going to fire me? Nobody. I'm not going to get fired. No, you can't fire me, because if you fire me, then Miss Sage is gone, and then Kayla's gone, and then all of our yummy girls are gone. Yeah, no, you can't fire us. No, that wouldn't work out in your favor.
We have to keep it all here.
Yeah, I'll keep throwing out the F-bomb, everybody. So if you're offended by my F-bomb, well, then fuck you. I'm such a brat. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're coming back to the end of the show. And it's been such an amazing, fun time, even though, Clarence, you were such a weirdo. And I'm not sure. You're in a timeout, Clarence. You were so in a timeout, just saying. You were on a Sammy break. I'm putting you in the corner and locking you in a box, not my box, not Sage's box, not any cam model's box. You are locked up, put away for like 2 weeks. Just saying, unless you send me some kudos on, you know, social media, then I might think about taking you back. But other than that, you're fired. Uh-oh, there's another little secret that I just let out. Uh-oh. Sage is like, oh, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I am going to let you yummy girls, before we end the show, do your shout-outs. So, KO, give me all your yummy shout-outs on where people can find you on social media, your webcam links, all that yummy stuff that sister.
Alrighty, well, let me make sure. I'm going to take another look to make sure I'm saying everything correctly. I'm really not a
social media. Don't worry, I got it for you.
Everything is KO Flames. You have it there?
I got it for you in case you mess it up. Don't worry, I got your back, sister.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. The Twitter is going to be at KO Flames. And again, my name is, of course, KAYO, Flames with a Z. That's for my Twitter. And with the link, let me see. I'm going to go find the link now. Actually, Sammy, I got your link, sister.
You can watch KO Flames live on webcam at koflames.cammodels.com. That's KAYOSOAMEZ.cammodels.com. Also, you can catch her on streamstripstars.com/KO, and that's KAYO. And make sure that you follow her on Twitter at KO Flames. That's KOKAYOSOAMEZ as in zebra. So, right there.
Save of the day, KO Flames.
I got you.
Thank you. And
Miss
I appreciate
Montana. Sage, darling, give me your shout outs there, you beautiful, voluptuous butterfly queen of mine.
All right, guys, you can catch me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on my Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can watch my live shows at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com, or you can even text me at DreamLover.com/SageMontana.
Woo! Yes. Did you hear that? You guys can text SageMontana. Oh, my gosh. All you naughty motherfuckers out there. You can text her. You can have phone sex with her. Like, seriously, texting. Like, texting sex. Seriously. But you have to follow her on Dream Lovers. Like, otherwise you ain't going to get no num-nums. You will be fired. If you don't follow my butterfly queen, you're going to get fired. Oh, my goodness. This has been so much fun with you girls. Love, 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 love you. And you
love,
guys
love.
Can follow me. You guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Also on Instagram at Sammy_Brick69. And my live cam shows, which I'm getting back to next week, which I cannot wait to bring out the new girls and go live. But I will not be bouncing my titties, so do not ask. It's just not going to happen. They're too fucking heavy. And that's Sammy_Bricks.CamModels.com. Also, I want to give a huge, huge shout-out to OJoyToys.com. And you guys, whenever you go on to OJoyToys.com, oh, my goodness, you get a 10% discount for all of the sex toys that you want to buy, all those yummy things you want to ram in your ass, you want to ram in your vag, you want to put on your fucking cock and stroke, the lube, the yummies. Go on to OJoToys.com right now. And if you enter the code at the end of your purchase, just enter AWA10 and you will get a 10% discount. And remember, follow all of us on Twitter, KO Flames on Twitter. You got SageMontana1. You've got at SammyBrick69. You've got Adult Cam Awards. You've got Adult Cam News and OJoy Toys. So,
yay.
For everybody, us sexy bitches, we're out. Now, everybody, go masturbate and fuck yourself, okay? You're all fabulous.
Uh-oh.
Love you. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye, girls. You're fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta. Bye-bye. I know that I
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.